Well, we haven't had the treat of talking to this man for some time, but it's great to say good morning to Tim Cahill. G'day, Timmy.
Morning, gentlemen.
Long time no speak, mate. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a while. Not too bad, mate. It's been a busy A-League season, but now I get to get a little bit of a break before it all starts all over again.
Mate, I know you would have been wanted to be in the big dance with Melbourne City, but reflection on your season, mate, from a team point of view and your personal point of view, how did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, mate, to be honest with you, you know, to win the first ever piece of silverware for the club and coming home was one of the biggest ticks that I wanted to do as a player, and then progressively try and add to that throughout the season. Wasn't to be. We learned a lot this season. I enjoyed it. You know, played 21 games out of 27, and the body's feeling good. So on and off the park, it's been, you know, a lot of positives. And, you know, get to look forward to coming back next year and improving and hopefully adding some more silverware.
That's brilliant, mate. We spoke long and hard over the years about you returning at some stage, and you've now done that. What about the standard, mate? How did you find it?
Yeah, it's been okay. I think the biggest thing, you know, you're just playing against the same team a lot, you know, playing the Premier League or the MLS or even in China, you play against each other twice, and then end of season, you know, it's this playoff system that you have here as well. After, you know, that's probably one of the nicer parts of the story is where Sydney FC finished off the prize of what they did consistently throughout the season, home and away. But it's been okay. I think for me, it's just learning about it this year, adding as much value as I can on and off the park, you know, whether it's mentoring players and playing myself. You know, the appetite for me as a footballer has been making sure that I meet the standards of what I've done in every other league. If that's scoring goals or being fit and contributing to winning trophies, then that was the first and foremost thing than just coming back as some marquee player, but making sure that I'm doing just as much on the park and off it that I can.
Gee, Timmy, you set the bar pretty high with that first goal of yours for the season. It was a cracker. You think, oh, there you go, you've climbed Everest already.
No, it was awesome. You know, the thing is you come home and you set your body up and the stall out that you're going to attack the league the same way you've done all the other leagues. Yes, obviously I'm older, but the intensity hasn't gone out of my body and my passion for the game hasn't left. And I feel the biggest thing that the Australian fans always look for, or even the media, is whether players are still passionate when they do come home and whether they can still contribute in the right way to make it entertaining. And I'm a very competitive player. And, you know, when you pick one club, and I pick Melbourne City, you know, I opened myself up to the elements that I was going with the same passion that I do for the Socceroos to play against clubs to win. And I've loved it. And I think that's, you know, part and parcel of who I am. And, you know, I've really enjoyed, you know, travelling to cities across Australia and, you know, enjoying the A-League.
Yeah, it's great, mate. Now, let's focus on the Socceroos. We're hosting five-time world champions Brazil. It'll be MCG, mate, 13th of June. So not far away. That's nice. Massive.
Yeah, massive. Look, for me, it's such a massive point in, you know, it's my first fourth World Cup qualifying campaign with Australia. We've got Saudi Arabia and Adelaide. You know, humongous for points where we need the points and we need to win for the table. And then we've got an exhibition game for the fans. Brazil in our home turf and in Melbourne, MCG. And it's something that's not been done for a very long time. And it's nice to reward the fans with some amazing footballers coming, and hopefully the top guys come over. But yeah, it's a big game, but it's a big time for Australian soccer with World Cup qualifying campaign as well.
Well, we urge everyone to get tickets there for the big clash at the MCG Tuesday, 13th of June. And then it's a busy time, Tim, because then after that Brazil friendly, you're off to Russia for the Confederations Cup. Would your body stand up to whatever rigours that Ange Postecoglou wants, you know, as many minutes as he wants you to play?
I think when you put your hand up for the Socceroos and you make yourself available for selection, you go into this break, like now, knowing that your body has to come in at a certain way. So for me, it's no different. You know, football never stops. Everyone says, oh, well, you can have a holiday. Yeah. You go on a holiday, you take your Fitbit with you. You take your program, you take your diet plan, and if anything, you actually mentally change yourself to even more discipline than what you were before. And that's the only reason why I'm still playing, because, you know, now this is when my physios kick in, my trainers, all the people that work in the background come in, and I employ people to help try and make me as fit as possible for these sort of tournaments, if selected, and these sort of games.
And Tim, in the last little while, there was a little bit of criticism of Ange about the systems he had in place or the formation. Are you happy with how it's all going under Ange at the moment?
Mate, I'm happy putting on the green and gold jersey. And I think the bigger thing is I remember the time, and I've said this story time and time again, when we didn't win a game in just under a year before going into the Asian Cup, and people were worried. And when we were in Qatar, Dubai, Ange had said, look, regardless of everything that's going on outside, we'll be lifting that trophy. Just trust me and come on for the ride. And I believed him. And the thing is, what Ange is trying to say is, if we're going to qualify for a World Cup, that's one thing. But if we're going to go to a World Cup again, we don't want to be passengers. We actually want to be implementing a style of football that will see us competing with the best, not just being out there making up the numbers.
Incredible, mate. We know it's going to be rocking. What a fantastic opportunity to get yourself to the MCG up against the world champions in Brazil on Tuesday, the 13th of June. Mate, we thank you so much for your time. It's only a little mini break, but then we look forward to see you back in that gold shirt for the Socceroos.
I look forward to it, guys. I've kept the kids quiet now on the school drop-off, so I'm
done. You've done well, mate. Take care.
It's a 40 zone, Tim, remember?
Yeah, no, my wife's driving, so it's all good, mate.
Good stuff, Tim.
Take care, mate.
Take care, all the best.